My name is Sienna Stubbs. My full identity as a Yolngu woman is Sienna Mayuto Wurmadi Michbrel Yumalil Barakara Bardajana Stubbs. At 18, I have just finished school and am working at the Mulka Project at the Bukularenge Mulka Centre here in my beautiful community, Yirrkala. In Yolngu Matha, the language of the Yolngu people, Mulka means a sacred ceremony and to hold or protect. This means at Mulka, our mission is to protect Yolngu knowledge under the guidance of our Yolngu elders, be that through film, audio recordings, or documents in our archive. As an 18-year-old, I get scared about the effects global warming is having on the Earth. And as a Yolngu 18-year-old, I already see these effects everywhere. I see it in the dead, rooted Yomula, casuarina trees that used to line our beaches. I see it in the irregular rain of the Dulundur, the wet period between December and March. And I see it in the late fruiting of the Munjuj, green plum, which has shifted from late January to March. For 60,000 years, we as Yolngu have lived in harmony with the land through our system of Gurutu, the system that relates everything in the world to each other. Through Gurutu, everything is connected. I relate to you, you relate to me, we relate to everything in the world, from the Wakrun, mullet, in the Gulf of Carpentaria, and the current that they follow, to the pockets of rainforests that surround us, and the Goitza, widgety grubs within them. Through Gurutu, Yolngu have stayed in equilibrium with our Earth since the beginning of time. This has shaped the way we live our lives and the sustainable practices that have been followed to make sure that it stays that way. One of these many practices include our method of catching fish. You might be familiar with the gara or spear that Yolngu men use, a three-wire prong fishing device that is used by many cultures around the world, usually consisting of a long, straight, wooden stick cut from the beach hibiscus, Hibiscus tiliaceus. Each clan has a specific design related to the area of their homeland. For Yolngu, the fish trap can be seen literally for catching fish, but also metaphorically as a net that catches our knowledge. When I sit in my backyard, I look out to the direction of Wulto Yambirpa Gururungu Ngamanda Gaiparda Thoinilnil, commonly known as Yambirpa, the names of the fish trap that belongs to the Ridikingu and Thiridyambarpuingu clans. Just last week, the Mulka Project was asked to go out and film the renewal of Yambirpa. Yambirpa is a Ridikingu and Thiridyambarpuingu fish trap, which means it is found within Ridikingu and Thiridyambarpuingu songlines. We sing in a tense that doesn't exist in English. To explore this tense, let's take an activity, say a young boy walking along the beach. Within the song lines, this boy was walking along the beach, is walking along the beach, and will walk along the beach simultaneously. As a non-Yolngu person, it might be hard to understand this, but it might make sense when you hear the song lines. Songlines can be looked at like a method or procedure. They hold all of the information required to see the world and live as a Yolngu person. When the Mulka Project came back from filming, I was curious about any other footage that was filmed at Yambirpa and looked to our archives. Our archives hold every single piece of footage and audio that we can obtain of Yolngu people singing, dancing and living. I searched for the Yambirpa trap and found that this exact same workshop happened 16 years ago in 2004, captured in a film called Remaking the Yambirpa. The footage in this film held the exact song lines, dances, and procedure related to the same area and fish trap. I love learning the knowledge captured in old films in our archives, so when I found this one, I was excited to learn more. The film holds everything about Yambirpa and its songlines. It might help you to see the world from a Yolngu perspective, so I wanted to share it with you. The film starts with my wakko, great-grandmother or child, the Warwar Marika, who speaks to the students before they begin the process of remaking the trap. She says, "This is not just a story, the way that we are about to go and get fish, the way that you walk, the way that you sit under the shade when you sit down, on the beach under the trees called Brunumbir. We keen you through these actions, through your reliving of the past, from when you catch the fish and get the firewood. This is not made up yesterday, but comes from the ancient past, dear children. This is how we as young people learn. It is the metaphor of the Yambirpa, the gathering of children and the capturing of knowledge. Sitting on the beach with our elders, listening, learning. The men commence the songline, the translations reading. Gathering like clouds, sitting in a long line, as the breeze caresses the cheeks of the original people. Sitting down in a long row, they watch the tide going in and out. Sitting down in long lines, picturing the fish trap called Wulto Yambirpa Gororongo. The songmen are recalling the first step of the procedure. It's what is happening now. This has always happened, is happening, and will happen in the future. Yolngu people have always sat, are sitting, and will sit under the shaded resting place named Brunumbir, and were thinking, are thinking, and will think about the fish that they will catch later in the day. They continue. Listen to the sound of Bunbuingo Miarama, the ancestors' voices, the sound of the Miluwurwur Ritikyungo clan people talking, anticipating the sweet taste of the fish. The past is in the present, is in the future. Our ancestors were here, are here, and will be here, waiting for the tide to go out so the fish can be caught. Yambirpa has always provided fish for Yolngu people, and it will continue to. The next step of the procedure continues, and bungul, dancing, begins. My uncles are performing the dance with young boys, both hands holding the body of the spear bent taut above their heads. They begin to walk towards the fish trap, singing. Ancestor of this country, hands ready on his spear, standing in profile, hands on his spear. Scanning the fish trap, the Yambirpa surveying the fish trap, scanning the ocean with his spearhead, the one from this place, hands ready on his spear. My uncles are becoming the Thunderman, Jambual. He is an ancestral man sung by all Dua clans. The Brilma, clapsticks, speed up and the movement fastens. The men begin to stamp the ground like the Thundermen, disturbing the water and exciting the fish. The cliff face that looks upon Yambirpa is his chest as he looks over this land. The songline continues. He sees the Yambirpa, see the chest of the ancestor as he arrives at the fish trap. The fisherman reaches the place of the ancient fish trap. Hands laying down the foundations of the Yambirpa Gururunga, laying down the stones of the Yambirpa. Stones being laid down by the ancestral fisherman as he thinks about the mullet he will catch, thinking of the tasty mullet. This is the moment in the procedure where Yambirpa Wulto Gururunga begins to form once again. Women, men, boys, and girls walk into the shallows of the water and begin stacking the rocks upon the old rocks, following the foundation of what has been laid before. Within a matter of minutes, the fish trap takes shape. A wall of rocks sits perpendicular to the shore with a small gap, allowing for the fish to swim in at high tide and to be trapped at low tide. It will hold purpose for another 20 years before it is built again. This structure has helped sustain both Yulnga life and the balance of the natural world for thousands of years. This is how Yulnga live. It is in the songs. But what will happen when global warming causes the sea level to rise exponentially and the low tide becomes too high? When the sea level exceeds the rock platform the wall stands upon, and the Yambirpa have no purpose. This procedure has been written in the songlines for thousands of years and could disappear in a matter of 100. It's scary to think that the increasing pressure of global warming is challenging the songlines of Yulnga people. Whether we like it or not, the sustainable way of Yulnga life is being disturbed. And if we are not careful, the knowledge trapped within our Yambirpa could be lost forever.